Good Thursday evening, or as we like to call it, Friday Eve.
Yeah, almost it's, Friday.
Yeah, it's been a long week. Tonight we're getting to do a couple home games. The Glenwood Demons girls and boys hosting the Grand Junction Tigers. Girls game coming up first. Glenwood girls and boys both on a three-game win streak. Rhonda Mosier, just had a couple words with her, and the knee's getting better. She's got a big old ice pack on that right knee, but she said hopefully the next day or two she'll be able to get rid of the crutch. It's a heavy-duty crutch. I think probably it holds like 15 rounds in that thing. It's a serious crutch. But, yeah, she's doing well, and Lady Demons on a roll. They've won three in a row. That snapped a three-game losing streak. They lost to Green Mountain, Berthoud, and Fruita Monument. And then the big turnaround was on January 17th against Montrose, 52-47 here at home. At Palisade, 56-28. And Summit, Tuesday night, while we were in Summit, Glenwood was hosting, Glenwood girls were hosting Summit, and they won that one 44-29. We understand quite a few backups got to get in that game and play. And so I was talking to Rhonda that she said it seems like both the boys and girls are peaking at the right time.
Sure. Yeah, we've talked about how they've been on a roll here lately, and kind of that Montrose game was the turnaround for both the girls and the boys.
Exactly.
Program. That built some momentum for them that they've been riding for the last couple of games.
And in that Montrose game, that was the return to the lineup of Brianna Sorensen. And I was, you know, talking to Jordan DeCrow and to Coach Mosier. Even though she hasn't been lighting up the scoreboard, just her presence, her leadership, her ball handling skills, the ability to run the offense takes pressure off of Joslyn Spires.
Sure.
And then Joslyn's open to knock down those threes.
Right.
And then Tori Taylor's been tremendous too. But
well, and her distribution as well. We were talking about how she's had some of the best assists we've seen. You know, that there was one pass over here in the Montrose game that we're still talking about. I can't believe she threaded it through three defenders and
fed it to Mateo Inewald for the bucket. Yeah, that was that's one we're going to be talking about for a long time. That one particular play. Grand Junction, talk about a tale of two different teams going in different directions. Cindy Brandon, the head coach, they're 0-15. They're really struggling this year in a very tough 6A, 5A Southwestern League. Losses to Basalt. I'm trying to find some common opponents here. Palisade, Battle Mount Rifle. Palisade twice. Eagle Valley, 46-18. And they're a young team. They've got a few seniors, but a lot of freshmen on this squad. So they're, I guess, rebuilding, you might say. Grand Junction Tigers girls team. This is the first year for Sydney Brandon. Sam Provenza, coach for many, many years at Grand Junction, had some terrific teams over the years. Probably his best season most recently was in 2013-2014, where they won the Southwestern 5A, 4A Southwestern Division with a 22-3 overall record, 9-1, and as I recall, went pretty deep into the playoffs. But Sam Provenza stepped down and after 2 years ago, and so Sydney Brandon trying to rebuild the program. Provenza's last year was 22, and he went 1-22, and he decided to hang up the sneakers, but it's a long time roaming the sidelines. And Athletic Director Craig Denny's taking the mic as the PA announcer tonight. Mike Wild out of town. We watched preparing for this game, watched the JV, Glenwood JV girls win. We'll pause for our national anthem.
Oh,
night. Not ready for some basketball. Glenwood Lady Demons 10-5 overall, 1-0 in league play. This is a non-league game. Starters for the Grand Junction Tigers. Number 4, junior Maya Hines. Number 12, junior Nerea Sills. Number 21, junior Jordan Rick. It's R-W-R-I-C-H, but pronounced like a K, Rick. Freshman Ella Alderman. And senior Riley Applegate, the leading scorer for the Lady Tigers.
So what did you say number 21 was?
Jordan Rick.
Rick?
Yep.
Okay.
Starters for the Glenwood Lady Demons. Ruby Patch. Matea Ennewald. Jocelyn Spires. Tori Taylor. And Brianna Sorensen. Glenwood averaging just under 50 points per game in team scoring. The defense is the name of the game for Glenwood.
Yeah, last time we were in this gymnasium, they had, 20-something steals, 28 steals in that game. It was just an incredible amount.
And it's noteworthy tonight. I know they're playing. I don't want to disrespect the opponent, but they are struggling. Rhonda's got 10 girls in uniform tonight.
Yeah.
She's been going with 7 or 8 the last few games. But I imagine if things go as expected, she'll pull her starters and get some of her younger girls out there for some varsity experience. Glenwood against Grand Junction going back to 2007, 6-2. They've won the last two against the Tigers. January 11th, 2020, 33-22. I think I remember calling that game at Grand Junction. And December 16th of 21, they won 61-11.
Ooh.
One of these days we'll get a, it'll be a real treat. Well, I think they're rebuilding it, though. The old gym at Grand Junction High School is like something out of Gene Hackman. The old movie, I always forget
it. Oh, the Hoosiers.
Hoosiers, thank you. kind of just old-fashioned stands, this old-fashioned booth.
Wooden bleachers.
Yeah. Glenwood wins the tip-off. Jocelyn Spires has it. Goes to Patch in the near corner. Back to Spires' right wing. Top of the key to Brianna Sorensen. Sorensen to Patch, left wing. Holding on the ball a little too long. Got to get rid of it. Goes to Spires. Comes out to get it. Top of the key. Right wing to Sorensen. Taylor running through the key. Trying to get open. Here's the Matea Ennewald to the free throw line. Drives. Kick out pass to Jocelyn. Three-pointer from the wing. Off the rim. No good. Rebound retrieved by Tori Taylor. Goes to Sorensen. Right wing. Back to Taylor in the corner. Gets a pick. Stops. Hands it out to Sorensen in the corner. Top of the key to Spires. Spires over to Ennewald. Spires trying to break to the basket. Ennewald holding on to it. Lobs it top of the key to Patch. Patch with a drive in the lane. Finds it. Lays it up and missed the shot. Rebound controlled by Spires for Glenwood. Goes to Sorensen. Fakes the three. She traveled. So Glenwood 0-for-3 on that opening possession. Took a whole minute off the clock. No score. Hines inbounding against the press. Sorensen guarding the ball there. Jordan Rick lobs it. Pass picked off by Spires. Spires to Taylor. To Sorensen for three. Right wing. Off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound out of bounds. Grand Junction ball. Tigers colors black and orange. Halloween colors. Again the press. Hines inbounding. Goes to Applegate. To Rick, and a foul is going to be called against Glenwood.
Yeah, they're going to call Ruby Patch on the reach in there on that press. Glenwood coming out with that press like they normally do and starting it off with their defense like they have been. So far, we haven't seen the basketball leave this half of the court at all.
Genovecia Lane inbounding for Grand Junction. Goes into Rick. Rick double teamed and a jump ball called, forced by Brianna Sorensen. Possession remains with the Tigers. Jalen Hansen in for Grand Junction, replacing Lane. Dorea Sills inbounds it. Junction still doesn't have it across. And here's a tip and a steal by Spires. Rolls into the hands of Tori Taylor. Drives. Goes to Spires, who wasn't paying attention. Top of the key. Flips it over to Sorensen for three from the wing. Yes, ma'am. Brianna Sorensen from downtown. And Glenwood's on the board. 3-0. 6:15 left. Glenwood continues with the press. Up the court comes Sills. A pass up the floor. Chased that. No, it's out of bounds. Last touch by Rick. And Patch will inbound in front of the Glenwood bench.
Grand Junction does not know how to beat this press yet.
Boy, frequent substitutions. One player at a time for Grand Junction. Head coach Sydney Brandon. Sorensen, top of the key, underhands it to Spires. Spires bounce pass to Patch. Patch to Sorensen, right wing. Gets a stop. Now goes to Spires for three, left wing. Yes, splashdown. Jocelyn Spires with a three of her own at 6-0 Glenwood. They continue with the press. Pass right into Spires. Lays it up. Got it. Give her another two. 8-0 Glenwood. And timeout called by Grand Junction. It's a 30-second timeout. 5:43 to go in the first quarter. 8-0 Lady Demons.
We're just over 2 minutes into this, and Spires already has three steals.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like they're so Glenwood's offensive side is to our right. So every time they score or that kind of thing, Tigers get the ball over here.
Yep.
So far, they have not under control even gotten it past the three-point line on our right. I mean, they've had a couple passes but go out of bounds, that kind of thing. So this press is really
giving them fits.
Yeah.
Abbott tied up there by Spires.
Now they call her for travel.
Traveling. After that timeout, Spires will inbound in front of the Tigers bench. Coach Brandon is fit to be tied. Sorensen gets the inbounds back to Spires, left wing, back to Sorensen, top of the key. Looking down low. Dribbles a couple times, lobs it to Spires for three in the far corner. Yes, ma'am. How about it? Jocelyn Spires ripping the cords. It's 11-0 Glenwood. Lob pass. They get it up the court to Alderman. Alderman back court to Abbott. And Grand Junction finally gets it across on their end of the floor.
Yeah. Crosses the half court line for the first
time. Almost 3 minutes into the game. Here's a three-pointer. Knocked down by Caitlin Abbott. Answers with a three. 11-3. Glenwood. Sorensen. And a wall. Top of the key. Right wing to Spires. Spires down to Sorensen. At the post, goes to Tori Taylor. Jump shot from the free throw line, won't go. Rebound knocked away, rolled out of bounds. Last touched.
It's gonna be last touch by Ennewald. She had her hand kind of in between and ripped it out.
Jalen Hansen inbounding, or rather Sills. Sills goes to Alderman. She gets tied up right away. Jump ball called. As she turned around, there was Ennewald right in her face. 11-3, Lady Demons, 4:37 to go, first quarter. Spires inbounding, flips it back court to Jocelyn Spires, or to Brianna Sorensen. Sorensen left wing to Spires. They're leaving her alone. Here's Ennewald trying to post up. Now Patch has it top of the key. Flips it to Sorensen, right wing. Holding the ball over her head, looking down low, nobody there. Goes into Tori Taylor and near the baseline. Drives, finds a lane. Kick out pass to Ruby Patch. She traveled. That happens all the time.
Yep.
You little head fake, and you take off for the basket, and whoops.
Yep. Little head fake often comes with a little shuffle of the feet as well.
Tegan Wilkins in for Grand Junction. 11-3 Glenwood, 4:15 left in the first. Pass into Rick. Rick looking a little shaky, gets it across the floor. Coming up from behind is Sorensen to get the steal. She circles around, brings it up left side, up the court to Spires. Spires from the corner, three-pointer. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Wilkins, and now we got a foul.
You know, one of the things that Grand Junction seems to be lacking, they don't really have anybody with any height.
Right.
I mean, Taylor, Innewald, even Patch and Nykirk are easily 4 to 6 inches taller than their tallest player.
Patch called for her second foul. She comes out. Nykirk in for her. Ball out of bounds. Last touch by Glenwood.
It's like Nykirk, I think she rolled an ankle on that defensive play there. She's wincing.
Again, Glenwood continues with the press. They double down the ball. And Sills is in trouble. They're going to call a foul.
Calling that on Sorensen.
Her first. Third team foul. 11-3 Glenwood. Sills inbounding. Goes up to Tegan Wilkins. She lost it out of bounds.
You know, I can't imagine Coach Mosier is going to keep this press on, you know, the whole game. It's probably just they're going to use it to get a good lead here, then they're going to let off on it.
Sorensen to Spires, right wing. Lobs it to Innewald at the free throw line. Finds a lane. Three defenders on her. Kick out pass, trying to feed it into Sorensen. Picked off by Abbott for the Tigers. Hands it off to Sills. Sills left wing to Rick. Three-pointer, top of the key. That's a brick by Sills. Rebound controlled, though, by Grand Junction. Abbott has it. Goes down low to Applegate. Puts up a shot. It's partially blocked by Innewald. Into the hands of Tori Taylor. Goes to Brianna Sorensen, left wing. Brianna finds a lane in the paint. Does a little hook shot. They're going to call an offensive foul. No. Foul against Grand Junction there first. That foul called against Sills. 2:53 left in the first, 11-3 Lady Demons. Spires at the baseline, inbounding. Goes into Taylor. Taylor with a 5-foot jumper. Banks it, missed it badly. Rebound taken by Tegan Wilkins for Grand Junction. Up the floor comes Lane. Genevicia Lane. Jennavicia.
Say that
cross court pass knocked away by Sorensen, almost got herself a steal.
Grand Junction employing the I've seen it before. I don't quite understand it. The towel handoff substitution.
Yeah,
the player coming in is bringing in a rolled up towel, and they have to hand it to the player that's coming out of the game.
Sort of a crude baton.
Yeah.
Sills has it. She's double-teamed in the high post. Here's a steal by Nykirk. Nykirk taking it to the basket. She's fouled before she could get there. And fouled by Lane. I don't think it's going to be a shooting foul. Well, nope. It's going to be out of bounds. Spires inbounding. It's a second team foul.
Yeah, Sills got trapped in the corner over there and, you know, tried to get out of it by bouncing it off Nykirk's leg.
Pass into Taylor all alone. Banks it in. I mean, Grand Junction just fell asleep on D.
Yeah.
And Tori Taylor with the easy bucket. That breaks about a three-minute dry spell for Glenwood. 13-3, Lady Demons, 2 minutes to go in the first. And Taya Nykirk pressuring the ball there. Passes off the hands of Tori Taylor out of bounds. Grand Junction ball at the sideline. Sills inbounding from the scorer's table. Almost stepped out of bounds. Launches a long pass in the corner near the Glenwood bench.
Yeah, there's confusion on Grand Junction. There was
nobody
there
in the backcourt where she could have tossed it.
She's trying to throw it from over here in front of her own bench all the way down into the almost to the paint down
now
here.
She's in the other corner. Sills goes up high to Lane. Lane met there by two defenders. A steal by Spires. She cradles it with her legs. Now they're going to call jump ball possession. We'll remain with Grand Junction. When you get Nykirk and Spires on you, it's like game over.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to come up with the ball in a white jersey.
Yeah.
Now
here they are trying to get that towel transfer. It's like, do you need that?
Stephanie Herrera checking in for the first time. She's inbounding the ball. Goes into Wilkins. Back to Herrera. Met there by Nykirk. Crossover dribble. Bobbled the ball,
she traveled.
just great defense by Nykerk and Brittany Bailey Winder, who just checked in. Just good defense, getting those hands straight up. Minute 35 to go in the first. 13-3 Glenwood. Sorensen brings it up, lobs it to Nykerk, right wing. Dribbles a couple times to the right hand. Getting bumped there. Now lobs it to Sorensen. Sorensen drives along the baseline, finds a lane, lays it up, missed it. Went over the rim. Rebound controlled by Alderman for Grand Junction. Tigers have the ball. Up the court comes Rick. Here's a pass picked off by Torrey Taylor. 2-on-1 advantage for Glenwood. Taylor taking a pass. Oh, bad pass. Trying to feed it to Nykerk. Being unselfish there, but not the best pass. Would have been an easy bucket. Well, Glenwood's got some things to work on here.
So yeah, the defense is, there's some sloppiness going on.
The defense has been great. Sorensen gets a steal and now ends up with Torrey Taylor. Taylor's going to lay it up and got it. TT owes Sorensen a hamburger for the leading to that steal and a two-pointer. Up the court comes Lane. She gets trapped by a double team there with Taylor and Sorensen. Spires, ball out of bounds. Relentless.
They called it a jump ball, so it's going to be Glenwood's ball.
Nykerk inbounding. 40 seconds left. Lobs it to Sorensen. Brianna flips it over to Spires on the high post. Sorensen back to Spires. Left wing back to Sorensen. Lobs it down to Taylor. Taylor bobbles it. Little hook pass out to Nykerk in the corner. One-on-one. Goes to Sorensen. 21 seconds. Spires now left wing. Down to Taylor in the paint. Drive. Scoop shot is... Nope, they wave it off. 3-second violation. Two familiar refs. Two of the three for refs I know quite well. Inbounds pass. Sorensen almost got a steal. I was going to say last touch by Grand Junction out of bounds. 13 seconds to go in the first. And the Lady Demons have a shot here. Get another bucket. Sorensen's going to inbound. Dan Chiquin, Chico, and Daniel Liefeld, who's done helped out with some broadcasts over the years. Sorensen inbounding in the corner, the baseline. Goes up to Spires. Spires at the free throw line. Between the leg dribble. Getting fancy there. 9 seconds. Sorensen's got a left wing. Goes to Taylor in the paint. Fakes. Pivots. Shoots. Banks it. Got it. Beautiful bank shot for Torrey Taylor. She's got 6 points. And there's the buzzer ending the first quarter. Got to a fast start. Got things slowed down. They picked it up late in the first quarter. And they come away with a 17-3 win after one quarter. Glenwood with the lead over Grand Junction. This is KMTS. We go to the second quarter here at Chavez Spencer Gymnasium. Glenwood Lady Demons over Grand Junction 17-3. Herrera's being harassed there by Sorensen. There's a drive by Sills. Sills, kick out pass right wing. Three-pointer by Lane. That doesn't go. Rebound taken by Nykerk. For the starting five in for Glenwood. Pass up the court to Patch. Patch can't catch up to it and it's out of bounds. Taylor and Spires both getting a breather. 7:32 to go. First half, 17-3. Glenwood continues with the press. Here's a pass tipped, and it ends up in the hands of Matea Ennewald. Ennewald double-teamed, and a foul is going to be called against Lane.
Glenwood has 6 turnovers. 5 of those have been traveling, out of bounds, 3-second violation, that kind of thing. Compared to Grand Junction, has 8 steal turnovers already.
Sorensen underhands it to Nykerk, right wing. Winder trying to get open. Here's Patch, top of the key. Patch starting to get a pick. Here's a handoff to Matea Ennewald. Lobs it in the far corner to Winder. Pass to Patch, right wing to Sorensen. One-on-one with Lane. Finds a lane. Bounce pass to Ennewald. Ennewald is called for lane violation. Tres segundos.
Yeah.
Glenwood continues with the press. Pass into Herrera. Back to Sills. Up the court comes Lane. She gets fouled there by Taya Nykerk. Her first, fourth team foul. Spires and Taylor back in. Sorensen's coming out.
and Winder as well. You know, Lane just kind of puts her head down and just drives into traffic there.
Yeah. Herrera met there by Spires. Spires, great feet, great hands, good defense there. Sills has it, lobs it down to Applegate. And a foul on the floor. It's the fifth team foul called against Ennewald, her first. Got to grab the towel. Substitution in for Grant Junction.
That's just a complication that I don't understand. But I've seen other teams do the same thing.
Abbott inbounds pass to Sills. Sills with a wild shot with the right hand. Doesn't go. Ball tip taken by Jocelyn Spires. Ball knocked away. She gets it back. And they say she stepped out of bounds. Pretty good defense there by Grand Junction. 17-3 Glenwood. 6:14 to go in the half. Another substitution. Rick back in, replacing Lane, who didn't have the towel.
How did she do it?
I don't know. Patchett guarding the inbounds pass, gets a tip, hands it, goes to Applegate. Applegate to Sills. Applegate's got it, top of the key. Drive by Rick to Applegate, left wing. And turnover as Abbott stepped out of bounds.
Yeah, I did. Couldn't see, but I didn't think she was that close to the line. But
Spires brings it up. Flips it right wing to Patch. Patch lobs it down to Taylor. Torrey's red hot. Scoop shot with the right hand. Missed it. Didn't quite draw iron. Rebound taken by Applegate. Hand off to Sills. Brings it up center court. Glenwood no longer pressing here. Now they double down the ball. It goes to Applegate. Now Applegate to Rick. To Sills. Pass on the baseline. Jump shot air ball by Wilkins into the hands of Patch. Patch to Spires. Spires up the right side. Stops at the right wing. Launches a three. Bang. Nothing but nylon, baby. The third three of the night. 20-3 Glenwood. 5:05 to go in the half. Timeout Grand Junction. And it is a 30-second timeout. 5:05 left in the half. And Spires, the three threes.
Yeah, 11 points. Man. Boy, you weren't kidding about Coach Mosier's crutch. That's like an assault crutch.
Yeah, seriously, yeah, yeah.
Probably made of carbon fiber. And
someone, you know, tries to make a move on her, she's like, whack.
Yeah.
And she'll take you to court.
Yeah.
She's
right.
20-3 Glenwood, 5:05 to go in the half. Can bounce pass to Rick. No pressure this time by Glenwood. Until they get across the other side. It's a drive and a shot put up by Rick. Off the rim, no good. Rebound in the corner, chased down by Patch, but into the hands of Wilkins. Wilkins down to Applegate. Her shot blocked by Ennewald. Patch dribbles it off her foot, lost it out of bounds. And near the photographer, probably asking the photographer, just erase that shot, will you?
Yeah.
Me dribbling out of bounds. Delete that. 20-3 Glenwood.
Well, and Glenwood's not playing very clean right now.
Right.
They've got a lot of...
A little loose.
Yeah, a lot of self-inflicted turnovers here.
Sills to Applegate. She's been camping in the key. Her pass is picked off by Sorensen. Bounce pass to Torrey Taylor. All alone. Lays it up and missed the layup. Oh, she wants that one back. Rebound taken by Ennewald. Jump ball forced. And possession is going to go with Grand Junction. Sorensen back in. And notice that left wrist is no longer taped up. So she's 100%. 20-3 Glenwood, 4:14 left. Lob pass, long pass in the corner, picked off by Nykert. Did she lose it out of bounds?
Yeah, her foot was just out of bounds as she gained control of it.
Took a long time for that ball to drop from the ceiling. Sills inbounding from the Glenwood bench. Nerea is her name. Lob pass in, almost picked off by Nykerk. Again, out of bounds. Seals inbounding in the far corner next to the Glenwood bench. And lobs it in to Alderman. Drive by Rick. Rick with a shot with the left hand. Banks it. Missed the shot. Rebound. And a wall quickly up the court to Tori Taylor. You can bet your money she's not going to miss this shot. Bank shot. Oh, she did. I thought she was going to go for the layup.
Oh, they called her for a travel before the shot.
TT with 6 points all in the first quarter.
I think she tried to stop instead of just following through on that drive and ended up dragging the foot.
And the Demons by 17. Ruby Patch back in. Taylor coming out for a breather. ...20-3 Glenwood. Under 4 minutes to go in the half. Jordan Rick walks it up. Met there by Patch near half court. Still dribbling. A brace on that left knee. Hands it off to Sills. She's double teamed. Her pass down to Wilkins. Going to have a foul.
Yeah, you call Anawald on the push there.
That's the sixth team foul. And yippee, we're going to be shooting foul shots pretty soon. Rick inbounds it, trying to get it inbounds there in the key and steal by.
Yeah, they're calling a jump ball.
They call jump ball.
Yep.
Grand Junction with a big zero in this quarter. Here's Spires in the near corner. Right wing to Sorensen. Flips over to Patch. Patch to Nykerk. Left wing. Lobs it down to Spires. Spires gets in the corner. Goes to Nykerk. Left wing. Top of the key to Patch. Patch to Ennewald. Right wing. Lob pass down to Nykerk. Lost it out of bounds. Trying to run the offense, but just not quite executing the passes.
Yeah, just a little sloppy.
You get a 17-point lead. You're pitching a shutout in the second quarter.
Yeah.
You seem to lose your focus. There's an air ball from three-point land. Rebound controlled by Nykerk. Abbott tried a three-pointer. Nykerk hands it out to Sorensen. Crossover dribble. Finds a lane. Lays it up with the right hand on the left side of the glass. No good. Rebound taken by Ennewald. And a foul's going to be called. Against Grand Junction. It goes against Hines, her first, fourth team foul. Nykerk out, Tori Taylor back in. Just long enough to get a sip of water. Patch inbounding, baseline. Goes into Ennewald, lays it up, and got it. There's Ennewald's first bucket. That gets her going. 22-3 Glenwood, 2:40 left in the first half. Rick brings it up. Puts up a wild shot. Rolls off the rim. No good. Ball caroms around. Loose ball taken by Sorensen. Sorensen through two defenders. Bounce pass to Taylor. Taylor kick out pass to Spires. Right wing cross court pass to Patch. She'll set it for a three. Banked it. Missed it badly. Rebound in the hands of Ennewald. Ennewald scoop shot with the left hand. Got it. That was just I'll just throw up a prayer here. And Ennewald with a nice finger roll there. Just enough English to get her in and she's got two baskets this quarter. 24-3 Glenwood. Drive by Rick. Shoots from the free throw line. Fouled. Shot was blocked by Ennewald, but Matea's going to pick up her third. Might as well sit her. The last minute 54. Yeah, she's going to come out for Winder in a second here. Yeah, a timeout called.
Yep, just calling a full timeout.
Full timeout, minute 54 to go in the half. 24-3 Glenwood. This is KMTS. Half, it's all Glenwood leading Grand Junction 24-3. Matea Ennewald picked up her third foul. She'll sit the rest of the half. Bailey Winder in for her. Lady Tigers get some last minute instructions before they head to the courts. And we're shooting free throws here. 1-1. This is Genevieve Lane. First free throw is good. That breaks a long drought. When Abbott hit that three early in the first quarter. Second free throw is no good. Spins off the rim. Rebound is Glenwood ball out of bounds. No, it's Grand Junction ball. Lob pass into Sills. It's a long three-pointer blocked by Winder. Blocked Sills with that three-pointer. Here's a pass up the court to Patch. Lays it up. Missed the shot. Rebound put back Tori Taylor. No good, but she's fouled. And TT to the line. That'll be two shots. Foul called against Hansen. First free throw is good. 25-4 Glenwood. Up, exchanging the towel here. Abbott in for Hines. Taylor's second free throw is no good. Lane violation anyway. 25-4 Glenwood. A minute 40 to go in the half. No press. Glenwood playing a zone. That's a trap. Here's Abbott. High post, left side. Double team. And a jump ball call. Possession will remain with Grand Junctions.
So we've seen this before, this zone with Tori Taylor kind of playing the top of the key. And when she did, she had seven steals in that game, just bouncing back and forth. Yeah. And just picking off passes left and right.
Sills inbounding. Front of the dormant student section. Three-pointer from the corner. Shot by Abbott doesn't go. Rebound controlled by Grand Junction. Here's a quick jump shot from 10 feet. No good. Put up by Hansen. Loose ball ends up out of bounds. Grand Junction ball. The minute 14 to go. Maria Sills inbounding baseline. Running out of time. Got to get rid of it and throws it right into the hands of Brianna Sorensen. Another steal for Glenwood. Sorensen brings it up right side. Lob pass down to Taylor. Banks it. Shoots it. Scores it. You betcha. 9 points for Tori Taylor. 27-4. Glenwood, another assist for Brianna Sorensen. Another brilliant pass. Oh, that was over and back.
Over and back, yep.
Genevieve Lane.
She didn't know it. Didn't realize where she was. Just met the pressure and took two steps back.
53 seconds left here in the first half. Pass to Sorensen. Sorensen, top of the key, gets a pick from Taylor. Lobs it down to Taylor, banks it, shoots it, scores it.
Tell you what, that was a nice vision pass there by Sorensen.
Brilliant.
To know that Taylor was going to be open down there.
29-4, Glenwood. Lane, looking confused, lobs it up left wing to Abbott. Abbott stops, shoots from 10. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Spires. 27 seconds. Spires up the left side. Spires stops, gets double teamed. Ball knocked away. It's out of bounds. And it's Glenwood ball. Herrera checking in. With the towel.
The towel.
Puts it off to Hansen. Oh. Pass down to Spires. Spires goes top of the key to Sorensen. Sorensen is fouled. Driving the lane. Got a Grand Junction player on the floor and a little bit of pain.
Yeah, I think twisted an ankle, stepped on somebody's foot.
And she's being carried off.
Coach
Herrera is.
Coach just comes out and picks her up and carries her off.
Sydney Brandon saying, I'm going to carry you to the bench. As Herrera is in some obvious pain, clutching that right leg. 13 seconds left. Patch inbounding. Patch top of the key to Spires. Spires to Taylor. 10 seconds. Taylor with a drive. Bank shot and rolls off the rim. No good. Taylor gets her own rebound. Kick it out to Winder. Jump shot from 8. Good. Winder. Taylor said, you know what? I've had enough. I'll share the wealth. And that'll do it for the first half. As Grand Junction held with a field goal in the entire second quarter. 31-4. Glenwood, this is KMTS. Halftime at Glenwood Springs High School. The Glenwood Lady Demons in control. This one leading the Grand Junction Tigers 31-4. Here's the scoring for Grand Junction. 3 in the first, 1 in the second. Yeah. We said they were rebuilding. This is a complete reconstruction.
Yeah, from the ground up.
You got to feel bad.
Yeah.
And it's tough for, you know, Rhonda, she wants to give her girls a good look and get them to play their game. They've been a little sloppy, a little careless with the ball.
They have 10 self-inflicted turnovers.
Yeah.
Of their 11 turnovers, only one of them has been a steal. The rest of them have been, you know, sloppy mistakes, out of bounds, travels, several three-second violations, just sloppy play that we don't see a lot of from Glenwood. But, you know, in this kind of game, they relax, they take it easy.
Yeah.
So I understand it. It's just, as a coach, I Coach Mosier's in there, you know, correcting it, saying, "Hey, guys, we got to play our game."
Yeah, you know, we get back in the league play next Tuesday, and then we travel to Durango next week. So there's some tough games coming up. So let's stay sharp, stay focused, and you know, they're winning because of their superior talents,
right? But if they carry this kind of attitude and sloppiness into their next game, that's going to be a major problem.
Yeah.
So.
Looking at the Glenwood scoring, Matea Ennewald with 4 points. Both scored in that second quarter. She did pick up her third foul. She's the only one in foul trouble. Bailey Winder with the basket. Brianna Sorensen got things started with a three-pointer. And then it was just left up to Jocelyn Spires and Tori Taylor, the dynamic duo there. As Spires, three threes, two of them in the first quarter. She's got 11 points at the half. And matching her for point total is Tori Taylor with 11 points. Some nice buckets down low. One mid-range jumper from about 8 feet, and she hit a free throw. So 11 apiece from Spires and Taylor. And that's been a good combination. But just cut down on the turnovers. Stay sharp, stay focused, and come away with a W.
Yeah, rebound-wise, Glenn was leading. They have 13 rebounds, 6 of them on the offensive boards, led by Innewald and Taylor and Spires with 3 apiece. Sorensen has 5 assists already, along with 4 steals. Spires also has 3 steals as well. Innewald has 2 blocks, and Winder has a block. So for Grand Junction, we've got Wilkins has 4 rebounds, Alderman has 3, Abbott has 2, and Applegate has 1. They have 1 steal so far, and they are 1 for 2 from the free throw line, giving them that 1 point in that second quarter. You got to wonder, you know, how long they've already kind of they've killed the full court press already, but we saw them you know meeting with a half court press, and even that still that you know Grand Junction has no answer to that so far.
Yeah,
they have no idea how to get it, you know. It was before, it was they couldn't get it across the timeline. Now it's they have no idea how to get it past that trap that comes up and meets them. And so we've even seen there's a little comical. Elaine almost was a little scared of it.
Yeah.
Just kind of dribbled back behind, you know, got a backcourt violation on that. But
Grand Junction, I don't know how many shots they've taken. They're 1 for probably 20.
Yeah.
And some of the shots just are just desperation shots.
Yeah. It's quick. Heave it up before somebody comes over and steals the ball. They've been tied up on jump balls at least 15 times already.
Yeah.
So that's not a stat I track, but
no.
I don't know. Maybe maybe I should. I don't know.
Well, there's been a coach that's been hired in the NFL. The Carolina Panthers hired Frank Reich. Former Buffalo Bills quarterback and head Colts head coach. He's been hired by the Panthers. Agreed to a 4-year deal. Remember, I don't know if you recall Reich's claim to fame. It was the biggest comeback in playoff history. Buffalo defeated. Jim Kelly was out, and Reich had to come in as the backup QB and led them to a huge comeback. I want to say Tennessee. I'll have to check the records, though. But Frank Reich guided that comeback. He's been a pretty good coach. So he's the new head coach of the Carolina Panthers. Meanwhile, the Broncos still looking for a head coach. They've interviewed Sean Payton, former New Orleans Saints head coach, but he's going to come with a high price tag.
Sure, because he's still technically under contract, right?
Looking at $20 million a year, possibly, and a couple draft picks. But the Walmart family, they're swinging for the fences.
Well, I mean, they're gonna run out of excuses here after a little bit. I mean,
yeah.
If they were to pick up, you know, the Saints coach, yeah. You know, because Russell Wilson was supposed to be the answer at quarterback, and now it's all the coach's fault. It's like, well,
do you hire an offensive specialist or a defensive-minded coach?
Yeah.
I think that's immaterial. You need to hire a good coach, a good head coach who can organize and delegate.
Well, and I think that the best head coaches know how to surround themselves with
exactly.
the right talent.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have to be the defensive guru. You know, they can find that guy to fill that spot.
Yep. All right, Glenwood ahead 31-4. We start the second half. Spires inbounding to Sorensen. Not sure how much longer these starters will probably play the third quarter and then call it a night. Spires to Sorensen, right wing. Lobs it to Ennewald at the free throw line. Kicks it out to Torrey Taylor to Spires. Back to Sorensen, right wing. Down to Ennewald, bobbles it, kicks it out to Patch, and lost it out of bounds. Not a good start for the Lady Demons, leading 31-4. And Rick will bring it up for Grand Junction. No press. They lob it up. Here's a steal by Patch, and she stepped out of bounds. Good hustle by Ruby. Reyes Sills inbounding for the Tigers. And goes into Applegate. To Sills. Cross court in the near corner to Hines. And a pass picked off by Sorensen. Sorensen with a drive. Lays it up with the right hand. Does it go? Taylor wrestles the ball away and had it stolen away by Ella Alderman. Good hands by Alderman. Pass up the court to Hines in the near corner. Met there by Patch. Hook pass cross court to Rick. Rick lobs one cross court to Hines, to Applegate, to Sills. Here's a three-pointer by Rick. That's an off the rim, no good. Rebound putback attempt by Hines doesn't go. Loose ball ends up with Alderman. There's a jump shot from the free throw line. Banks it. That shot missed by Rick. Grand Junction maintains possession. And three-second violation called against the Tigers. I mean, these shots aren't even in the vicinity of the rim.
Yeah.
31-4 Glenwood. Sorensen up the court to Patch in the far corner. Back to Sorensen right wing. Top of the key to Taylor. TT left wing to Spires. Sets up for a three. It's on its way and no good. Rebound, though, taken by Sorensen. Backs up, bounce pass to Ennewald. Scoop shot has it blocked. Rare do you see Ennewald get blocked. Get a taste of her own medicine. Grand Junction has the ball. They go down low to Alderman. There's a steal by Ennewald. Flips over to Spires up the court to Torrey Taylor. Catches up to it. Lays it up with the left hand. Got it. Torrey Taylor with a nice finish. Great ball control in TT with 13 points. 33-4 Glenwood. 5:55 to go. Third quarter. It's a pass to Sills. Spires going for the steal. She gets it. A lot of contacts. Spires is going to take it all the way. Fakes. Shoots. Scores. Took a nice step there. A little drop step. And we got... an injured player for Grand Junction.
I think it's
Nerea Sills.
Yeah, the pass got in front of Sills, so she was rushing for the ball, and Spires was rushing for the ball. I think Spires' shoulder ended up making contact with Sills' face.
Sydney Brandon being assisted off by the coach. Boy, coach has been busy carrying one player to the bench and assisting Nerea Sills to the bench. Hope she's all right. 35-4, Glenwood. Spires with that bucket to match Torrey Taylor's total of 13. And Marnie Barton over there to check on Nerea Sills, offer her assistance. Glenwood will come up and meet Lane at the half court. Steal by Torrey Taylor. Taylor, cross-hand dribble, underhands it to Sorensen, backs up right wing. Another steal. Underhands it to Spires. Spires. Her pass picked off. Plucked out of the air by Alderman. Good steal there. Abbott brings it up for Grand Junction, 35-4 Demons. Abbott 1-1 with Taylor. They double down the ball as Lane can't escape, and she carried it.
Are they going to call that a foul? Yep, they're calling that on Spires.
Joslyn's first team foul. Genevieve Lane inbounding for Grand Junction. So where are my teammates? I need to throw to somebody. Help.
Yeah,
backcourt, somebody. And a bad pass picked off by Ennewald. Hands it off to Sorensen up the right side. Sorensen down to Taylor. Taylor with four defenders on her. They collapse on her, and a foul's going to be called. Well, she was surrounded by black jerseys.
She comes out with a sheepish grin and tells Sorensen, sorry.
Hines called for the foul, second, first team foul. Patch inbounding, baseline. Looking for Ennewald. Picks it up at the base, at the block. Fadeaway jumper, won't go. Rolls off the rim. Rebound taken by Alderman for Grand Junction. At the court to Lane. Lane up the right side. Met there by Sorensen. A foul is going to be called against Brianna.
Yeah, again, Elaine, she just puts her head down and just drives straight into
traffic. Pedal to the middle.
Yeah.
Second foul for Sorensen.
Yeah, half under control, half not.
Hines inbounds to Lane. Lane to Abbott. Abbott's pass almost was knocked away by Ennewald. Retained by Grand Junction. Pass to Abbott. Spin move, guarded there by Spires. Here's a steal by Spires, and she carried. And Johnson said, I wanted that steal on a breakaway. But Abbott called for carrying the ball. 35-4 Glenwood.
So Stewart and Nykirk come in. Looks like Patch and Taylor sit down.
They bounce pass to Sorensen. Races right past the defender. Bounce pass underneath to Ennewald. Lays it up with left hand. Good. Mattia Ennewald. Kisses it off the window. Gives her 6 points. 37-4, Glenwood. Grand Junction has not scored a field goal since the first quarter. Well, halfway through the third. Samaya Adams in the game. And lost it out of bounds.
Yep. Low pass bounced off the shin of Alderman.
You know, as a broadcast, you want to see a good game. And your heart goes out to a team that's struggling.
Sure.
But here's a pass, nice entry pass to Maddie Stewart, who just checked in and gets a bucket. Nice feed from Sorensen.
That's her seventh assist.
39-4, Glenwood. Pass up the court to Adams, wearing number zero. Here's a long three-pointer. Bank shot missed badly by Lane. Rebound, battle for it, ends up with Nykirk. And a foul's going to be called against Alderman.
That was a long three-pointer, but it hit maybe 6 inches down from the top of the backboard.
Yeah. Ennewald comes out, Winder in. And I get the sense that Coach Mosier just gradually substituting backups. Sorensen brings it up. Gets it across the line. Stops, goes top of the key to Nykirk. She'll launch a three of her own. You betcha. Taya Nykirk from downtown. 42-4, Glenwood. 3:12 left in the third quarter. Shot put up from the free throw line by Lane. Doesn't go. Rebound taken by Stewart. Stewart to Spires. Lays it up, and she's fouled from behind. No, knocked out of bounds. Spires wanted that bucket. Sorensen will inbound. The baseline. Nykirk trying to get open. Pass into Spires, left wing. Spires, baseline drive. Banks it, missed the shot. She's fouled. Johnson will go to the line for two. Four, Glenwood.
That foul's going to be on... Oh, I thought it was going to be on Lane.
It's on number five, Hayden Bunnell. Or is it Bunnell? Not sure what vowel to emphasize. Spires with the bucket, with the free throw. Gives her 14 points. Three subs coming in for Grand Junction.
Three towels.
Three towels.
In.
Three subs, three towels. 43-4 Glenwood. Joslyn Spires hits both free throws. And it's a 40-point lead for Glenwood. Lane will bring it up. Met there by Stewart, who just played a JV game. There's a prayer thrown up by Samaya Adams. There's the first basket since the first quarter. Yeah. Adams with the basket.
Nykirk with another three.
Three-pointer from the corner doesn't go. Rebound Stewart. Stewart to Sorensen with a drive. Lays it up with the right hand. Missed the shot. And the rebound ends up with Grand Junction. Is with two Grand Junction players fighting over the ball. Lane to Adams. Got trapped there in the corner. Double team there and lost the ball out of bounds. Oh, you got a feel for Sydney Brandon, head coach. Doing her best to keep her team motivated and stay focused. Stewart brings it up. Underhands it to Nykirk. Stops, backs up, top of the key, three-pointer. In and out, no good. Rebound knocked away by Spires. She gets the loose ball. They're going to call foul against Spires.
Yeah. As she was chasing the ball down, they're going to say she pushed off with her offhand.
Her second foul, third team foul, each team with three. Lane will bring it up again for Grand Junction. Lob pass knocked away by Winder out of bounds into the Grand Junction bench. Samaya Adams inbounding. Sorensen guarding the inbounds pass. Goes the Lane near half court. One-on-one with Stewart. Her pass tipped by Spires, taken by Hines for Grand Junction. Here's a steal by Stewart. And a foul is going to be called against Grand Junction on the floor. Lane with her fourth foul.
Yeah, some of Lane's, these are frustration fouls at this point.
Yeah.
You can tell by body language and her facial expressions.
Nykirk, left wing, holding the ball on her right hip. Bounce pass into Winder. Winder double team, kicks it out to Spires as a foul. Spires is like, I was open for the three. Why'd you blow that whistle?
You've robbed me of a steal. You've robbed me of a three-pointer. Yeah. You've robbed me of...
Spires and Sorensen, the only starters in there. Lane comes out. Abbott comes in, replaces Wilkins, who brings the towel and tosses it aside. Spires inbounds to Winder. Winder trying to shoot it. It was partially blocked. Taken, though, by Spires. Flips it back to Nykirk. Nykirk in the lane. Right-handed shot in the lane. Won't go. Rebound taken by Abbott for Grand Junction. It's coming up on the one-minute mark here in the third. 44-6. And a near steal. They get the ball to Adams. Adams to Macy Child. Here's a three-pointer, top of the key, put up by Herrera, doesn't go. Ball went out of bounds, and it's Grand Junction ball.
Saying they bounced it off of Nykirk.
Macy Child inbounding, baseline, goes into Adams. Adams is going to launch a three, blocked by Winder, who almost got the steal. Knocked it out of bounds.
It's Winder's second block.
Her sister Kenzie was quite the player for 4 years. Lob pass swatted away, taken by Sorensen. Sorensen with great hands. Gets the loose ball, brings it up the court. Bounce pass up to Stewart. Pull-up jumper from 10, won't go. Rebound put back. Spires missed the shot. She wanted that one. Hands it off to Stewart. Stewart from 8 feet. Banks it, got the roll. Stewart with the banker. Just kind of hung up on the rim like it was gum on it, and then it plopped in. 46-6 Glenwood. Drive by Herrera. Foul's going to be called against Stewart. Reaching in. Picks up her first foul. Four team fouls. 21 seconds left in the third. Adams inbounding for Grand Junction. Goes to Herrera. Met there by Stewart. 18 seconds. Spires reaching in there, looking for the loose ball. Loose ball tipped away, taken by Nykerk. Nykerk looking up the floor. She's going to take it. Puts up a shot, banks it, rolls off the rim, no good. Spires is calling for a steal by Nykerk under the basket. Goes to Sorensen at the buzzer, no basket. Too bad she hit a three, but could get rid of it for the buzzer. 46-6, Glenwood. We go to the fourth after this on KMTS. For the fourth quarter, Glenwood up by 40 points over Grand Junction. We've got Helms and Chloe Davies in for Glenwood. And the ball out of bounds. Another turnover committed by Grand Junction. 46-6. Glenwood outscored the Tigers 15-2, and that's third quarter. Two field goals all game for Grand Junction. Tells you how bad it's been. And a wall to Patch. Patch lays it up and in. And a wall with an assist. Patch with a finish. And Ruby for two. 48-6 Glenwood. Rick. There's a pass picked off by Stewart. Battle for it on the floor. Jump ball. Possession goes to Glenwood.
And we're going to have a timeout called by Junction.
7:06 to go in the ball game. No drama in this one. It's a 30 or full timeout. Full
it's
timeout.
30.
All right. 7:06 to go in the game. 48-6 Glenwood. This is KMTS. 48-6 Glenwood, fourth quarter. Under 7 minutes to go in the ball game. Ennewald got it to Stewart, left wing. Stewart, top of the key, right side to Chloe Davies. Davies underhands it to Lindsey Helms, to Patch. Patch dribbles around top of the key, goes to Stewart. Stewart, right wing. Top of the key to Ennewald. Matea flips it to Davies, to Helms. Or to Patch, rather. Patch with a drive. And a 3-second violation called against Glenwood. ...48-6 Glenwood. Approaching the 6-minute mark here. Herrera brings it up. Met there by Helms. Pass to Abbott. Lob pass to Applegate. They go down low. Jump shot off the glass. No good by Alderman. Rebound taken by Ruby Patch. Patch brings it up center court. Timeout, Grand Junction. I think. Well. Coach Brandon is not sure what she was talking about with the ref, but.
Yeah, it turns out not to be a timeout.
Davies inbounding to Stewart. Flips it to Patch in the far corner. Back pass down to Ennewald. Ennewald kicks it out to Helms. Jump shot from 10. Off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Grand Junction. Pulled down by Herrera. She'll bring it up. 48-6 Demons. There's a steal by Madison Stewart. Stewart's going to take it. Stops. Fake. Shoots. Scores. Madison Stewart with her 6 points. You got three baskets. 50-6 Glenwood. And a timeout. Full timeout called by Coach Sidney Brandon and the Grand Junction Tigers. 50-6 all Glenwood. 5:03 to go in the game. This is KMTS. 5 minutes, 3 seconds to go in this hard to watch game. And, you know, again, hats off to the coaching staff at Grand Junction. They're doing the best they can with the talent they have. They have young girls, and they're just playing a superior team. But they're out there hustling, playing hard, and Sidney Brandon doesn't stop coaching. Always trying to motivate the girls. So got to tip your cap to her. This is a tough year for him.
Yep.
Better days are ahead. 50-6 Glenwood, 5 minutes to go in the game. Sills pass to Abbott. Almost lost it. From her knees, got the ball away to Hansen. There's a pass to Wilkins in the far corner. Met there by Nykerk. Yep. Forced her out of bounds. Then, but, you know, we got a couple of regular varsity players like Nykerk and some backups, and they're playing hard. Pass up to Maddie Stewart. Stewart waits for her teammates. Lobs it in the near corner to Nykerk. Jab step in the corner. smothered there by Alderman. Dribbles out of trouble, hands it off to Chloe Davies. Chloe to Nykerk, top of the key. Goes to Winder, right wing. Winder picks it up, goes to Stewart. Pass down to Nykerk, up at her feet, lost the ball. That pass there. And a pickoff by Jalen Hansen for Grand Junction. Pass to Abbott, right wing. Back to Hansen. Here's Alderman, the jump shot is good. Number 23, Ella Alderman. With her first basket, Alderman is a freshman. 50-8. Drive by Stewart in traffic. Four defenders on her. She gets just stonewalled by four defenders. Jump ball called. Possession remain with Glenwood. Chloe Davies inbounding at the baseline. Standing on the E of the Glenwood. Pass into Nykerk with two defenders on her. Tried to muscle one up and was fouled by Alderman.
I think they're calling it on Abbath.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, Abbath. Okay. It's a first. I think Alderman probably would have got a block, but it was Abbath that fouled before that.
And Nykerk's first free throw rattles in and out. Taya's second free throw. Swish. Got 4 points. 51-8, Glenwood. Three-pointer launched by Abbott off the rim. No good. Rebound off the hands of Stewart. Saved by Grand Junction. It's going to end up being touched by Glenwood. Tigers ball out of bounds. Hansen inbounding. Running out of time. Gets it into Applegate. Drive by Abbott. Gets cut off there. Pass to Hansen. Nykerk guarding her. Pass to Applegate. Shot put up. Banks it. Missed it. Rebound controlled by Glenwood. Stewart brings it up. Weaves her way past three defenders. Brings it up right side. Pass in the near corner to Nykerk. Launches a three. Taya off the rim. No good. Rebound chased down by Davies. Back to Nykerk left wing. 2 minutes to go in the game. Nykerk to Davies. Pivots. Got to get rid of the ball. Running out of time. And that'll be... Oh, a foul's going to be called on the floor. Clock continues to run. Maya Hines comes in, taps towels with Applegate.
And we're into the bonus.
I hope they're warm and fluffy and just have that downy fresh smell.
Yeah, you know, last year we saw Palisade doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand the purpose of it. I just...
Davies long on that first free throw. Rebound taken by Hines. Hands it off to Hansen. Pass off the hands of Abbott out of bounds.
It's the 30th turnover.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
For Grand Junction.
Oh, heavens to Betsy. That's just painful. Nykerk driving, taking it to the hoop. Awkward shot, rebound putback attempt by Helms. Here's Nykerk for three in the corner. Bang! Taya Nykerk said, I'm going to get my points one way or another. He's got two threes. 54-8, Glenwood. Here's Wilkins. Hands it off to Hines. Shot from the free throw line. Brick put up by Hines. Or rather, Hansen. 39 seconds. Foul's going to be called as Wilkins driving in the lane. Knocked to the floor and... No free throws. Come on. Let's just play.
Yeah.
Let's get this thing over with.
23 seconds left.
Hansen inbounds it. Alderman with a jump shot. And Grand Junction's in double figures. Yeah. 10 seconds. Just run it down. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. Nykerk with the ball. 3, 2, 1. Oh, come on now. All right. That'll do it. Well, easy win for Glenwood. Tough loss. Another one, tough one for Grand Junction. But better days are ahead. 54-10, the final. Glenwood over Grand Junction. We'll be back with the totals after this on KMTS. To Glenwood Springs High School, the Glenwood Lady Demons cruise to an easy win, probably their easiest win in many years, 54-10 over Grand Junction. Lady Demons outscored Grand Junction 17-3, 14-1, 15-2, 8-4 in a garbage time fourth quarter as they get the win. Over 30 turnovers committed by Grand Junction. Very young team, inexperienced. Best of luck to them in the future. They, like I said, better days are ahead. Glenwood just showing their depth and superior talents in the talent tonight. Jocelyn Spires, I don't think she played the fourth quarter at all. She scored 15 points, maybe a little bit. Tori Taylor with 13, 7 by Taya Nykirk, hit a couple of threes. Maddie Stewart coming in after playing a JV game with 3 baskets. She had 6 points on the night. Taya Nykirk with, as I said, 7. Ruby Patch with a bucket. Matea Ennewald with 6 points. Bailey Winder with a basket. And Brianna Sorensen started things off way back in the first quarter with a 3. But she had some great assists.
Yeah.
Doing her thing, playing her game.
Yeah, she just distributed to everybody else the rest of the game. She ended with 8 assists.
3 points, 8 assists. Glenwood wins it 54-10. They go to 11-5 overall. According to Chassa, they were 9th ranked in 5A this week. So they'll hold on to that ranking and get the weekend off and prepare for the Battle Mountain Huskies on Tuesday the 31st here at home. 54-10, Glenwood wins it over Grand Junction.
Rebound-wise, I think, you know, Glenwood kind of shared the load here. They had 29 rebounds. Everybody but Winder had a rebound, and it was very, very, very well distributed. Stewart had 4, Nykirk had 4, Ennewald had 3, Spires had 4, Taylor had 3. Nobody really standing out there, but just a good team effort there. Assist-wise, Sorensen blew everybody away with 8 assists. Also, 6 steals, total of 19 steals for Glenwood, 19 of those 30 turnovers. Leaders for Grand Junction, Wilkins led all rebounders with 6. Alderman had 4. Alderman also had 3 steals, and she was their highest point scorer as well with the 2 buckets. She had 4 points. So
yeah.
If she's a freshman, she's, you know, there's some potential there.
Sure.
She was you know, hassling people on defense and that sort of thing too. So you know, again, the thing that kind of stands out for me, yeah, this was Glenwood was the better team. You know, Grand Junction is winless this season. But as a coach, the thing that's going to stand out to me is Glenwood still had 16 turnovers, 12 of which were unforced errors. They were traveling, out of bounds, 3-second violations.
Yeah.
You know, fixable mistakes. You know, let's clean those up. Let's not be, you know, another team, you're handing them 12 turnovers. You know, that's not going to bode well in the end.
Right. 54-10, the final score. Glenwood over the Grand Junction Lady Tigers. The boys' game should be a lively one. Watching warm-ups, Grand Junction's got some big boys that can dunk. Should be a fun one. Coming up in just a few minutes, keep it tuned to KMTS.